Thank you very much for great questions. I think there are three questions headed to me, if you want to do one by one or all together. The first one was what is the human senses being, or human capabilities being delegated by machines? Humans always have tried to develop better systems to extend our capabilities, eyes for telescope, ears for telephones, and the voice for microphones. And these days, we are trying to extend the capability for human controls. So airplanes these days have autopilots, and it can fly most of the flight envelopes. And now that we are trying to extend even further for the decision-making parts. And we discuss a lot in this about laws here, but the AI delegated decision-making is already happening in civil sectors. So stock trading and the medical diagnostics. These days, when you take MRI or CT, computer pre-scans and gives some kind of a pre-opinion that this might be some benign, you know, tumors or malicious tumors. This is already happening. So this was natural to extend this capability to military systems, and that's the reason we are here. So I can tell you that the more and more capabilities can be handled, at least in principle or scientific possibilities, and that this can be done very fastly. The professor Misty Cummings in the United States always mentioned that a human has a 0.1 second of delay and 0.5 seconds of processing time. Number may be entirely accurate though, but what she tried to say is that human has a limit of processing times, but the machine can be made quite fast, maybe not arbitrarily fast, but quite fast, so we can get some help. I think this view might be similar with my colleague here. So this can be said. So there are two more questions, then should I go on, and Ambassador?
Yes, please, very
okay.
Briefly.
Okay, there are two more questions about how we test the system. The existing testing, there are very well laid out testing procedures, but this kind of autonomous systems are quite different. So we need the new kinds of testing paradigm. So for example, when you are taking a driver's license, we take the very short of the entire driving part. We are being sampled for our capabilities and we are given the licenses. The computer can be tested in a more extensive way. So one way, I'm not trying to answer the whole questions, but the one way we should do a very rigorous, extensive testing, exhaustive testing for the computer systems to present all kinds of imaginable scenarios. This is, we can strengthen this VNB processing, TNE processing, as mentioned in the United States paper, and that this should be followed, but this should be certainly different from conventional machine or conventional human testing. So the answer is open, but we need to have a new testing. Third one is automation, autonomy, and intelligence. I'm quite have a good idea on this, or at least according to certain definition. In IKEA, we defined it pretty well. The automation is a certain kind of procedure or process that is delegated by machine, and we know exactly what's going to happen. For example, when you're driving your car, in automatic transmission, car goes fast, your gear goes up. This is exactly automation. Autonomy is you define rules, and the machine you follow these rules, but you don't know exactly what's going to happen because there's complexities. After you introduce a few rules, it's very hard to predict the end results because of our limits or because of the complexity of situations. Third one is intelligent systems, and this is even more interesting. Intelligent system can write its own rules, so that this rule human already gave can be altered. So that's the intelligence, right? You know, we experience this in our daily lives that humans are intelligent, so we give a rule, but these rules are not always obeyed, and some rules can be newly invented by the participating people here. So these are the three definitions I like to give, but of course I like to leave a remark that this remark can vary from organization to organization, but that's what it is. Thank you.